Jeff Crippen, is with Crippen Buick GMC Mazda Volvo, and he is on the other end of our line. He is the president of that fine organization, which sponsors this program. We thank you for that, Jeff.
Morning, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Your dealership was recently named a green dealer certification dealer. What's that mean?
Well, in the last probably 8 months, we've been working on becoming a greener organization. We've developed a green team, a cross-functional team of employees from the various departments that have met every other week and spent some time along with a company called Green Dealer Support that has helped orchestrate and give us some direction on how to become a greener dealership over this period of 7 months.
Why is this going to be better for your business?
Well, you know what? I don't know if it's necessarily going to be better for our business just as much as it is better for the environment. We look at what can we do as an organization to give back to the community and be a better organization. And that was one of the alternatives that we looked at. I think it was the right thing to do.
And what can be done to make yourself a better organization and to make your dealership greener? What specifically have you done?
So a variety of items. We have gone towards a more comprehensive recycling effort. A lot of it was an awareness for our employees to be more aware of what products we can recycle. We have substantially decreased the amount of trash that we've had and made that more recyclable products. We reduced a couple examples. We reduced our energy usage by about 30% by going towards a much more efficient lighting. We reduced our paper by about 20%. The waste by about 1,250 cubic yards. We've gone towards a waterborne paint in our paint shop, which is much more environmentally friendly rather than the VOCs that have been emitted with the paint that we had used last year.
Do you think this is going to, it sounds like it's going to save you more money.
You know what? Some of the areas do. You know, you look at the investment that we had in the lighting, pretty expensive to do. You know, short term, it's more expensive. Long term, I think, you know, there's a substantial payback, but it's going to take a period of time for that to happen. Some of the other areas, I mean, you saved on some of the trash pickup, but you have a little more expense in the recycling efforts. So I don't know if it's going to save us a lot as much as just seem to be a better thing to do for the environment.
Well, you know, some naysayer may say, geez, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but you need to sell more cars. This is just a PR campaign. How would you respond to that?
You know what I mean? We've gotten a little PR from doing it. I think, you know, we are the first dealer in Lansing to become, you know, a green dealership, the first dealer from Green Dealer Support that has received this award. So I think there is, you know, there is some help on the marketing side. But I think, you know what, it just seems to be a good thing to do for the environment. And, you know, our employees have embraced it. We've had some great support from the cross-functional team. I mean, here's a group of employees that have spent, you know, their lunch hour for the last 7 months, every other week, to help out the company develop this. So I give that group a lot of, you know, a lot of support for helping us out.
How's that make you feel about your business?
You know, good. It feels, you know, it's great the employees are willing to help us out with that. And whenever you can have the employees kind of be a more of a grassroots change, it helps us out. So now each of the employees in their own respective departments are encouraging employees to recycle. And, you know, we've learned a lot. You know, you may not necessarily know about a particular department, but the employees are seeing it at their level, and they've brought some things to our attention and opportunities for us to become greener.
Jeff, how many employees do you have?
70 employees.
How many cars do you sell a month?
About 115.
How's business?
You know, it's been good. You know, this year is surely up from where it was last year and surely up from the year before. So we're making some gradual increases, but it's been consistent over the last couple of years. So it's nice to have that sustaining growth.
And I ask you this because I'm just curious. You have to really know how to sell. You have so many challenges, increasing, fluctuating gas prices, an unsure, unstable economy, the unemployment rate is low. What do you do to get the word out that people should buy cars from Crippen?
You know what? We've had a pretty consistent marketing effort. You know, it's a family-owned business. We've been around for 37 years. My father bought the dealership in 1973. So, you know, part of it is we take great care of our customers, great loyal customers, a great staff that have been with us, a lot of longevity here. So it enables us to, you know, stay in the marketplace and be recognized.
All right, what's the hottest cars? What's flying off the lot?
You know, the locally built products at the Delta plant, the Buick Enclave, and the GMC Acadia are doing very, very well.
All right, Jeff, give me the scoop here. What is something that we are going to see that's new, that's hip and happening, that's innovative coming from Buick, GMC, Mazda, or Volvo?
The Buick's coming out with a e-Assist, which is a regenerative braking system on the Buick LaCrosse, and that'll be out in the fall. So that's enabling that vehicle to be much more efficient and about 32 miles per gallon.
All right. We're going to celebrate out at Crippen today to certify that green certification award. There's going to be a luncheon this afternoon starting at 12. There's some special guests that are going to speak. The award presentation is going to be made there. And, of course, they're going to have a great lunch that starts today at 12 noon out at Crippen. And that's located at 8300 West Saginaw Highway. Jeff, you're to be commended. You're saving money. You're doing the right thing, and I'm sure that's going to help your business.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate being on this morning.